Episode 123.
The Terror by Dan Simmons comes to AMC, and other news.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed.
Matt, a light just went out. Or something. There was a crazy flash here at Ryan Strelow Studios.
What was that?
I don't know.
It was our extra music sound effect.
Yeah, no, it was kind of cool. It's like a strobe light. But I'm Ben DiMono. We're back. The lights are still mostly on.
Well, yeah, I think... What, did one or two lights go out above us?
I think so, at least one. Yeah. I don't know if the other one was out too.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy happenings here. We're just draining the power from Scotland Green Apartments.
Wow.
So
now you've just revealed everyone where I live in Moundsview, Minnesota. Well, whatever.
You're going to move soon.
I'm moving soon.
You'll have crazy fans camped out on your lawn.
So come see us here at Scotland Green Apartments in Moundsview, Minnesota.
It's quite exciting. You could probably buy some illegal substances from the other tenants.
Oh, boy. Well, Ben, let's get some housekeeping out of the way.
Ooh.
A couple things I want to note. So I'm going to make sure I release this tomorrow. I usually sometimes delay our release schedules.
Yeah.
So today is Monday, February 25th. Tomorrow, Monday, February 26th, people will be able to hear this news episode.
Yeah.
So that means you just have like 2 days left to submit your writings for the Lewis Tolkien contest. So,
that's right.
You remember the details real quick? 75 words?
Yeah, you got to, what was it, 75, 70 words, yeah, thereabouts. Go over, people. Bend the rules. And so you have to send it to us in a Facebook message, or if you can't figure that out for some unknown reason, just send it to us some way, but make sure you've liked our Facebook page and you can win some prizes.
Yeah, so basically you tell us the story. Like, give us kind of a brief synopsis of the story that you would write if...
No,
not sorry. You would like to have seen Lewis and Tolkien wrote together. I'm not explaining this well, I think you understand that. And if you want more details, check out our website.
Yeah, because Mike Tolkien Poteet wrote it quite clearly.
Yeah, it's a Tolkien Lewis contest, a writing contest, and it ends in 2 days. So do it. Secondly,
more housekeeping.
Secondly, we have another contest happening right now, Ben.
Oh my gosh,
the second annual Sci-Fi Christian Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah. That was good stuff.
And so go check that out. The first 16 entries were put automatically into the bracket, so you can go see who's in the brackets at this point. And the way the contest works is if that person's entry ends up winning the whole Battle Royale of all these different sci-fi characters, they win a prize.
Yeah.
Let's see. What was it? Oh, yeah. So listeners, even though you may not have your player or your character in the brackets, you can still play along by voting for who wins in each of the individual brackets, and which we haven't put out yet.
Now, are all 16 brackets filled?
They have to be by now, because this we posted this on last
a few days ago. Yeah. And in that case, I would like to gripe at our fans.
Why?
Well, because I was not eligible.
Yes.
Because I am a Sci-Fi Christian contributor. Not only a contributor, but a co-creator and original and a permanent member of the A-Squad. So I was not eligible to participate in helping to select the candidates of the brackets. But I put on our Facebook page...
Were you upset about or what
happened? Well, no. I'm okay with that. But I put out on our Facebook page that the person I would have nominated for the brackets was you. I wanted Matt Anderson to participate in the Battle Royale, and I was hoping somebody would see that, think, oh, yeah, Ben has a great idea. I'm going to jump on that, take his idea, which would have been totally fine.
Yeah, totally fine.
And enter Matt Anderson into the Battle Royale.
Well, do this, folks. If you're listening right now, just go to the website, because I'm not positive all 16 slots have been filled. I'm sure they have, because it would if 16 slots haven't been filled, then I'm publicly admitting that we don't have 16 listeners. Because
We do. We have a lot of listeners.
I know we do, but it would be crazy for them to not have went immediately to the website to post. I think actually, I mean, so if there's not 16,
go put me in, guys.
Matt
people
Anderson.
Don't see my name on an episode, they don't listen to that one.
But this was Max's first appearance.
I know, and Max is great. I'm not saying it's a right choice. I'm just saying it's what happens.
Oh, I'm just looking quickly. Jason Bourne made the cut this year.
What?
Yep. Yes, he is.
Screw Jason Bourne. Put Matt Anderson in that slot, Max.
Mal Reynolds.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Let's see. Somebody put Jack Bauer. I don't know if they actually made
it,
though.
He's not sci-fi.
Yeah, I don't know if Jack Bauer is sci-fi. I would like to see him in a sci-fi battle, but I don't know if he makes... How about this? If
Jason Bourne isn't sci-fi either.
I think Jason Bourne is more sci-fi because he's been influenced by made-up technology, drugs, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So whereas Jack Bauer is just straight-up an agent. So how about this? Max, if you're listening, if Jack Bauer was one of the contenders, and he's in the 16. Take him out and put me, Matt Anderson,
exactly.
in the bracket.
Exactly.
Can I defeat the likes of, who is this? Crow T Robot from MST3K? What's that?
Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, interesting. That could beat him. Yeah. Or Tyrion Lannister?
Oh, no, you can't beat him.
Come on.
Well, I'm just saying.
Who is...
No, I don't have the website open in front of me mm-hmm. right now, so I have no clue who nominated Jack Bauer, and I want to make that point before I call that person a mean name. Whoever did that, you're kind of stupid. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is sad. Poor... I'm not going to call her...
Well, yeah, don't say who it is.
It's a female, one of our female listeners, so we don't want to put them away. Like, we don't want to push away our female listeners.
Look, it just was a bad choice on your part. You're not stupid in most of your life.
Bender?
But at that moment, you had a slip... And you made a bad decision.
What about Bender from Futurama?
I've never watched Futurama.
What about this is my favorite? Oh, I don't want to say this is my favorite, but this is one of my favorites. Abraham Lincoln, but the version from The Vampire Hunter.
Yeah, see, that movie was so terrible.
Yeah, but the book.
Yeah,
that was fun.
Read the book.
So anyways, I'm excited about the Battle Royale. Go check it out at the website. And if there is any entries left, put my name, Matt Anderson, because I am a sci-fi Christian creator, which means I am in the sci-fi genre.
Permanent member of the A squad.
Yep, unless I quit this year.
No.
Well, just let's say I get really busy after marriage.
No. We are, well, you probably will be pretty busy, but...
But, because there's lots of, like, husband duties. I have to, like, take care of things. Yeah. I have to be working a lot. Yep,
you gotta take care of things.
I have to, like, you know, just I have to be going to, like, marriage seminars. So there's lots of things to do.
How many marriage seminars do you think you're gonna go to as a married man?
I mean, I was just trying to, like, move past what you were saying, because I refused to edit.
What was I saying?
I refused to edit this
episode. What was I saying?
Because we have to get this out tomorrow, so we have to be on our best behavior. I can't censor you. I can't do anything. So just...
Oh, you should not have told me that.
Okay.
This will be the first entry into the explicit podcast. Anyway, what were we talking about?
Battle Royale.
So see, you can't... Even if you quit, just like I quit, we're still A-Squad members. You have a permanent seat on the A-Squad, is what I'm saying. Yeah, nice. For life.
Oh, this is huge. Rats, I wish I'd said this at the beginning. Okay, remind me. We're going to do this for the next two episodes. We are, remember how I said we would do sponsorship if somebody donated money?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this episode is brought to you by Steven. I won't give your last name.
Thank you, Steven.
Thank you, Steven. And I won't tell which country he's from, but one of our international listeners.
England.
So
why can't you tell what country he's from?
Because I
presumably there's more than one Steven in the country. Nobody's going to track him down based on the country.
Just in case. I just want to give him...
Well, just to say what country he's from. It's not a mystery.
How about this? Tune into the next episode.
Okay.
We'll dedicate the next episode to Steven as well, and then tell you what country he's from.
So a little
teaser.
Okay. But that works for me.
Okay.
I do appreciate your efforts at protecting our listeners' privacy.
I just want to protect his like gifts in heaven, the rewards for what he's done. No.
But, you know, I'm sure that there's maybe only one Steven in that country who listens to us, but
yeah,
lots of Stevens.
Okay, so Steven's in the next episode, find out what country Steven is. And again, this episode is brought to you by Steven. Thanks.
Thanks, Steven.
It's time for sci-fi news.
You've gotten so much worse.
Would you like a little Pope update?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish we had a sound clip for it, but...
I do.
It's against my programming to impersonate
today. No. This is my Pope sound.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
So, Matt, as you mentioned, it is currently the 25th of February.
Mm-hmm.
So, on Thursday, the 28th, that is Pope Benedict's last day as Pope.
Wow.
So, no more Pope after the 28th.
That's just a few days away.
I know.
3 days away. Wow.
3 days away.
And so what's next for Pope?
Well, he's going to, as we talked about, he's going to retire to a monastery with the nuns. So it'll be exciting. So early March is when the conclave will begin. And I want to make one correction to what I said last time on the air. I had previously said that all cardinals under 75 get to participate in the conclave. That's incorrect. They have to be under 80. So.
Wow.
Okay. Those 75 to 80-year-old cardinals are eligible to be elected. I also learned, and this is kind of interesting, that technically any male Catholic can be elected pope.
Even you?
Well, I'm not Catholic yet, so I'm going to miss it by a month. Yeah, next time around.
Wow.
Now, traditionally...
Are we still polling for Dolan, then?
Well, we'll get there.
Oh,
I'll get there.
Okay.
Traditionally, in the last, 1,000 years or whatever, since the Middle Ages... it's typically been one of the cardinals from the College of Cardinals who gets mm-hmm. elevated. But technically, anyone who is a male can be pope.
Wow.
So next time around, I will be eligible for the pope. So we can throw our hat in Dolan's ring this time around. Okay. But next pope, Matt, I think we're going to have to launch a grassroots campaign to get me in the Vatican.
Well, we already have the Sci-Fi Christian listeners. They'll vote for you.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, only people get to vote are cardinals. But I'm sure every little bit counts as far as support goes.
This is what I want to say. I, in the last time we were here talking a couple weeks back, I said I was going to look into how can we get Dolan on the show.
Yeah.
Turns out contacting him is not as easy as I'd originally thought.
I told you.
Yeah, you were right. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get him on the show.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, listeners. But if you are friends with Tim Dolan out of
Tim.
What's his name?
Timothy. But he typically goes by Timothy or Cardinal Dolan. I like how you just. Yo, what's up, Tim Dolan?
What city is he from? New York?
He's the Cardinal of New York. He was originally from, he was the Archbishop of Milwaukee for a long time.
We have to have listeners that know Tim. So if you guys know Tim Dolan, and we'll be totally serious. We'll have a real interview. Yeah. We'll learn about the popiness, and we'll get real serious about Popes. Catholicness and all that stuff.
Well, I am, but yeah.
I know. So what I'm saying is I'm not going to have him on the show and then just we're just going to be silly the whole time. We'll have a serious, in-depth interview with this guy. So even though sometimes we're silly, we take this seriously.
Yes.
So get the Cardinal on the Sci-Fi Christian.
So do you want a little Dolan, Poland for Dolan update?
Yeah.
A few things in Poland for Dolan update. First of all, I had a dream about...
That he won?
No, that he made a controversial speech where I really liked what he said, but he made some enemies in the Vatican, so he came in second in the voting.
Oh.
So that wasn't good. So that's bad sign number one. Bad sign number two is that there's another cardinal from Boston who's also getting some talk. I don't think he has much of a shot, but, could that split the American vote of the American cardinals and, erode some of Dolan's support?
I'm just going to say this. This is nothing against any of our listeners from Boston.
Yes.
I love the city and I love the history there. But when I visited, the people there are not super nice.
Yeah.
So if I have to choose between Boston Cardinal and Tim?
Yeah.
You're obviously Tim.
Definitely.
So, I mean, if you're a listener and you're nice, I'm sorry, but your representatives at some of the restaurants that I was at. And the nicest guy I met was fake James Madison, who gave him my tour on the Freedom Trail.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I don't remember this guy's name, unfortunately. But so two Americans possibly being talked about, which may be a bad sign for Dolan. He's not out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Bad sign number three is that the two candidates who are getting the most talk as most likely to be the next pope, which doesn't necessarily mean anything because the conclave hasn't been convened yet, but is Marc Ouellet from Quebec.
Not Canada.
I know. Wouldn't that suck?
Oh.
I mean, he seems like he'd be a good pope, but Canada cannot have a pope before us.
Yeah. I mean, please.
Yeah, I've put my foot down.
Nothing against Canada, but seriously.
It's you guys aren't even a real country.
Yeah,
they're owned by Britain.
They're basically just America Lite.
Well, you know that they're technically a British province.
Still?
Yeah.
Canada, come on.
Canada's not even a real country, so I don't support that move. And then Peter Turkson from Africa.
So if you had to pick between those two, obviously the African one.
Yeah, I think Peter Turkson would be a very interesting candidate. I mean, both of them would be good, but the whole Canada thing.
Peter from Africa.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, interesting. Well,
so that's a little Pope update for you.
Still Poland for Dolan, but...
Poland for Dolan. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, thanks for that update. You had mentioned a person's name that many of our listeners may not know in the title of this show.
Oh, yeah.
Dan Simmons.
Dan Simmons. He's a great author. He's my favorite science fiction author.
And he's wrote such masterpieces as...
Ilium.
And?
Hyperion.
And?
Fall of Hyperion.
And he wrote a book that I started reading, but I had to give back to you because I just felt bad having it in my possession for so long. Flashback.
Great book. And my favorite novel of his, The Terror.
Whoa, The Terror. I heard that might be coming to television.
It not only might be, it is coming to television.
Tell me more.
Well, this is where the story gets a little less exciting because it's coming to AMC.
Why is that bad?
AMC is so incompetent. In terms of their managing of shows. Take Walking Dead, which has had three showrunner changes.
Yeah.
Now in three seasons, which is just absurd and has terrible writing to boot. You know, Mad Men and Breaking Bad, both great shows, but even behind the scenes there, you know, AMC has not always been a very good partner to the show creators.
True. Actually, to Breaking Bad, didn't they have like a pretty bad fight, and that's why they finally just set the deadline for when the show was going to end?
Yeah.
And then what happened with Mad Men?
It was off the air for so long between seasons 4 and 5 because AMC couldn't get their stuff together to make a deal with Matthew Weiner and to make the next couple seasons. So it's finally resolved, and both those shows are going to end well. But
do you know when is Mad Men ending? Is this the last season?
Nope. Next season will be their
so
last
they have
season.
Two more seasons. So what month are we in? February. So when does it come back? April?
April 7th.
So okay. So I can catch up on Netflix when they give me the new episodes, and then maybe who knows? I guess. Well, no, so it's not the last episode, or not last season.
No.
See, for Breaking Bad, I'm going to catch up on Netflix, and then when the final season, I'm going to buy them on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't miss out. And I'll probably do the same thing for Mad Men. So, Terror, AMC. What is Terror about? Can you tell us without spoiling?
Well, it's a kind of a historical novel of the HMS Terror, which was a British expedition to kind of, I believe it was to find the Northwest Passage. Through Canada, so another bad thing about Canada, and got frozen in the ice.
Uh-oh.
And we know that I might be getting a few of the historical details wrong, but the gist of it is that there's two ships, one of which is the HMS Terror, and pretty much everybody died historically.
Okay.
That happened. And there's not a lot of evidence in terms of what happened to him. We think possibly there was some cannibalism involved. So Dan Simmons takes this and he turns it into part historical novel, part survival fiction, and part monster story.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he does it brilliantly. It's a great, great read.
Do you like alternate history books?
If they're done well. I mean, there's some pretty terrible ones out there. But
like that guy that does all of them, Turtledove.
Oh, he's a terrible writer.
Yeah. He writes a lot, but people don't really like his writing. So
he has some really interesting ideas, but terrible, terrible writer.
I want to ask the listeners, who would you recommend? So email me, Matt@thescifichristian.com, for my own personal reading. Who does good alternate history?
Yeah.
I want to read – I mean, I could read a series, but I probably would prefer just like a one-shot book because I have trouble sticking with a long series lately.
Hey, wait. You
wait.
This is where we need to have a little Matt Anderson news.
Why? What happened?
You stopped reading a book.
I did. I stopped.
That's awesome.
I notified you right away because I knew you'd be proud. Well, I'm trying to change. I'm getting married.
Oh, yeah. You did great.
I have to start prioritizing my time. And so I was reading this book by Craig Groeschel, who's a pretty famous pastor. Have you heard of him?
A little bit. Yeah. I looked at his name a little bit, and I recognized lifechurch.tv.
Yeah, I think they give us the Bibles that everybody uses on their phones.
Yeah, something like that.
So I could be wrong about that. But anyways, he had a book that I picked up years ago called The Christian Atheist. I got it when it first came out, so I had it in hardcover. I've just been kind of like going back to it every now and then, like just trying to get through it. And to finally, I was like, forget it. I thought about you, Ben, and I thought about our conversation, and I decided, no, I'm going to close this, check it off on Goodreads, so I feel like a little bit good. Like, okay, kind of did my service to it. I gave it a 1, and just, I mean, I liked it, the idea that I know that sometimes as a Christian, I believe in Jesus, but I sometimes act like in my life, like I don't. Like maybe he's not always the center of my life.
Right.
And so I thought that that's what the book would be about. But then it ended up just being nonstop Christian cliches and anecdotes. And it just was not
worth your time.
Not worth my time. So I shut it and got it out of my house. And I sold it at a place. I don't know if you have this nationally, but there's a place called Half Price Books.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how much I got. I don't even care.
Yeah.
Just wanted it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Well done, Matt.
Thank you. Hey, in other breaking news, I did an interview with one of our lead writers. We have two lead writers on the scifichristian.com. One of them, Max Pfeffer.
Yeah.
He wanted to interview, he had a contact at spiritblade.net.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of Peter Frantzen?
Well, I've heard of Spirit Blade because Max has shared the link with us a couple times.
Yep. And so Peter does some audio dramas. He does a podcast. He's developing a card game. So anyways, we had him on the show, did an interview. While I was waiting for Peter, while Max and I were waiting, some breaking news came up on Collider.
Oh, my.
And so I record with Max a breaking news segment.
Oh, wow.
And then towards the middle of it, Peter actually comes on. And so then I share it with him as well. So you want to hear that clip real quick?
Yeah, let's hear it.
And you can react. I'll keep your mic on.
Okay. No! Was that you?
This is like the transition music.
Oh, okay.
All right, Sci-Fi Christian fans, I'm here with Max Pfeffer. Max, hello.
Hello.
Well, we're getting ready here for to start an interview that you'll be able to hear in a few episodes on the Sci-Fi Christian. And while we're waiting for our interviewee to come up on Skype, guess what breaking news just happened?
What breaking news just happened, Matt?
Somebody has been cast in Michael Bay's Ninja Turtles movie as as April O'Neil. Did you see who it was?
Who is it?
Megan Fox.
Yeah. Megan Fox.
What? This is crazy. I thought that she had a huge fight with Michael Bay over Transformers.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, so she is April O'Neil. So now they're still doing casting to figure out who will play the motion-captured Turtles.
Would you like to know how I feel about this casting?
Yeah, let me hear.
I am not thrilled. I feel like this movie is just going downhill and downhill and downhill.
Yeah, it started
really
pretty
fast.
Low.
So. Yeah, okay. They already dropped the Teenage Mutant part, and now that it's just going by Ninja Turtles. And Megan Fox, she's horrible.
What is this? This is Matt. This breaking news is the worst breaking news I've ever heard.
I know. So this is coming to you live on February 21st. It's about 8:30 p.m. Central Time. Megan Fox has been cast as April O'Neil in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, just called Ninja Turtles by Michael Bay. All right, I'm going to find a sound effect to take us out of here, and let's go do that interview. How about Obi-Wan? Here we go. Okay, so now we get something from Pater, and he's actually pretty insightful into Megan Fox as an actress.
Hey, oh my.
Pater, do you want to be on some breaking news for our news episode?
Do I want to be on some breaking news?
Yeah, I can insert this later into our news episode.
Yeah,
something just
out.
Happened tonight that I just read online while Max and I were talking.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what I'm saying yes to, but the answer, I think, is an enthusiastic yes.
Yeah, it is enthusiastic. So you just mentioned that you're about the same age as me, so I'm guessing that when you were young, you watched the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I did. I was a big fan.
Yeah, so was I. And as you may know, Michael Bay has been working on his live-action movie, Ninja Turtles. He dropped the Teenage Mutant part. And tonight, April O'Neil has been cast. Do you have any idea who she is?
Oh, my gosh.
It's horrible.
I don't know. Who is it?
I'm just going to tell you, Megan Fox is in Michael Bay's Ninja Turtle movie.
No!
Yeah, amazingly bad, right?
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. You need to insert, like, the Darth Vader no instead.
I already did. I already used it earlier. In fact, here, I think, though... But, I mean, you're right. It needs it one more time. Here we go.
No! Do you agree with no?
Oh, yeah.
This is a bad one, Ben.
I don't want to see the movie, period.
Yeah, this is pretty bad news. And I was saying to Max, I thought she had burned her bridges with Michael Bay. Maybe we'd seen the last of her, but she's back.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
It is.
Well.
Yeah, that's like, you know, my gut reaction to Megan Fox is like annoyance. But then, like, when I sit and think and, you know, digest for a little bit, it's just kind of like this sadness. Because I just, and I don't know her heart, but I just get the impression that she is totally making her career and her sense of identity based on her appearance. And one day that's gonna fade. And I'm just like, where is she gonna be? What kind of place is she gonna be in emotionally and mentally when what she's making her whole identity based around is gone, you know?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Ugh. Yeah. So pretty sad news.
Yeah. Yeah. And very, very sad geek news. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, that's into that. And so
I know what kind of place she's going to be in.
What?
The plastic surgeon's office.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. Nice.
Getting some Botox.
I realized that we went from breaking news. We did a little alternate history news or book talk. Did you tell us? Are you happy about Terror coming to AMC?
Yeah, I wish it was coming to HBO, but yeah, I'm very excited to see it get adapted. That's going to be awesome.
Why don't you tell everybody the alternate main news item that we almost did for today?
Well, we have a phone call from Daniel that just came in.
Oh,
should
wow.
we play that?
Yeah,
because we don't know what item he's going to cover here for the news, and I don't want to steal his thunder by accident.
Well, I know what he's going to cover, and it's not what the other main news was.
Okay, well, so we can do that one first.
Yeah, go ahead and take that.
Okay, so X-Men Days of Future Past. I have been increasingly negative on this movie. I have not been happy with any of the developments recently. And
I actually do disagree.
I know.
Between the two of us, I'm pumped for Days of Future Past. But I read that though as a child, that storyline. So
yeah, well, I think it's an okay, interesting storyline. But you know, I just haven't been excited about Bryan Singer, and I don't think he's a very good director, honestly. And it looks like Jack and the Beanstalk 3D or whatever it's called is going to bomb out this weekend too. So
yeah,
another strike on Bryan Singer's miserable record to prove to you all that he sucks and I am right. But besides that, we finally had some good news for the movie. Peter Dinklage, better known as Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones, an incredible actor, has been cast in X-Men Days of Future Past, and that alone is enough to make me actually want to see it.
Yeah, that I think this is great news, and I have no idea what character he's going to play though.
Well, that was a little Stan
Yeah, Lee, just getting a little ready for us.
Yeah, I don't know either. They said it won't be CGI, though.
It's not going to be CGI. It's not going to be Puck, who is a character from Alpha Flight. So, yeah, I am unsure. But, yeah, you want to play that clip from Daniel?
All right, so here is the third member of the Sci-Fi Christian A Squad, Daniel Butcher. Loading. Loading. Loaded. Gentlemen.
I have been to Bono loving news.
Ugh.
His heart may sing with glee. Could there be less Star Wars in the future? It's official. Star Wars The Clone Wars is not on the fall 2013 schedule
for
the Cartoon Network. But yet no one has announced where Star Wars The Clone Wars is going. It's not on Disney XD yet. It's not on the Disney Channel. It's not on ABC Saturday morning. It's not online. Where is Star Wars The Clone Wars? That's what we need to know. What's going to happen to it? Where's it going to go? Does it have a home or is it canceled? To be honest, right in the middle of a story arc, which could end the series. We've heard voice actors like Sam Witwer say he's doing more Darth Maul. He's got more stuff more voiceovers to do. He makes us think that there's more work for him in the future under the Clone Wars label. Yeah, Clone Wars has no home. So, what will fans do? If you go to causes.com, you'll find Save Star Wars, the Clone Wars animated series, as a potential cause. Others are calling for letters to Bob Iger or to Lucasfilm. Will Star Wars the Clone Wars be saved, or will Disney listen to Ben DeBono and we'll have less Star Wars? There's a part of me that cries on the inside because it's a fantastic series. Wonderful series. I love it. I love it all the time. In fact, I might say that I watch it in the living room. Sometimes I've watched it in the bedroom. I'm just saying.
Daniel.
Of course, others speculate in Star Wars Detours. No news about Star Wars Detours since the last celebration. So what's going on? What is the future of Star Wars animation on TV? I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows. It's all up in the air. Please, though, save Star Wars. Save Star Wars. Peace out, later, bye.
Well, Clone Wars, I've watched with Daniel a lot. I know you didn't really like it. I liked it okay, but not as much as Daniel. Oh, I should say, it was kind of funny. You were whispering, but right next to the microphone when you were trying to fix the gain.
Yeah. Just you were asking me what it was.
Oh, yeah. But I wasn't asking. I was saying, should we turn ours up?
No. They're fine the way they are.
Okay. So gain.
Well, I mean, if you want to.
So the gain is good. Yeah. And now what do you think about Clone Wars?
Well, I'd just like to follow up Daniel's phone call. I think he earned this.
So you did it at home.
Yes.
You did it with your own two children and your wife.
Yes.
So you did it literally in your living rooms.
That's right. For us, that was the best place to be. Yeah.
It's the most innuendo-filled episode we've ever had.
Yeah, but that was about a Bible study, just for a family curriculum.
Family time.
So when you edit that out of context, it sounds a little bad. But
it sounded a little bad when it wasn't edited out of context.
That's true. So, thoughts, Clone Wars. Your thumbs up to
that. I don't want more Clone Wars, so hooray.
In other news, Lost-related news.
Oh, no.
Jorge Garcia has been cast as one of the male leads.
That's not Lost-related news.
In the CBS show The Ordained. And do you know what The Ordained is about?
It's probably about priests.
A Kennedy-esque family who leaves the priesthood and becomes a lawyer to prevent his politician sister from being assassinated. So Jorge is going to be playing the friend of the main guy character.
How is that Lost-related news?
Because he was on Lost.
You know, I'm just going to say okay and move on.
Next piece of news, Ben.
William Shatner is an idiot.
Why?
Well, you heard his clip where he was ripping on J.J. Abrams for not casting him in Star Trek II. The man is such a pompous jerk. You know, and I get that there is a certain amount of shtick to what he does where he's playing faux arrogance to a point because it's part of, you know, his persona. And I get that to a humorous point, but he takes it way too far there. And nobody can convince me he's joking. He's so pompous, so arrogant. He needs to shut up and go away.
Like a little bit like Stan Lee, because Stan Lee is, I think, a little bit conceited, but he plays it off as an old man, like kind of he's joking. But
exactly.
I think he's really serious.
Yeah.
Like he really does think he's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but where Stanley, you're right, he does a good job playing it off. William Shatner, I think, is equally conceited and tries to play it off, but does not do a good job. He's a terrible person. He needs to shut his mouth, especially about these new Star Trek movies. Mm-hmm. Dude, you had your time. You're still famous in the Star Trek community. You write lots of Star Trek books. Enjoy that. Stop insisting that people need to hire you because they don't. Because quite frankly, you suck as an actor. And even more, you suck as a human being.
And if you'd like to be on the Sci-Fi Christian, write us at feedback at thescifichristian.com. We'll get you on for an interview. So yeah. That would be fun.
Oh, he and I can fight it out.
You read all of Harry Potter and you liked it much more than the movies.
Yeah.
But did you like the actor Rupert Grint? Who played Ron Weasley?
Yeah, I guess.
Would you like to see him?
I mean, Harry Potter doesn't get me out of bed in the morning, period.
Would you like to see Ron Weasley, actually Rupert Grint, be the lead in a brand new superhero television show on CBS?
Nope.
Would you like it if it was called Super Clyde?
Doesn't make any difference to me because I don't watch things on CBS.
Okay, well, that's the news. He's been cast as a... basically, it sounds a lot like Batman. Super rich kid... decides to use his money for good, and he becomes a superhero.
Will it get canceled before 6 episodes?
I'm gonna say that the Harry Potter following will put this into a full first season.
It will not make it past 6 episodes.
Earlier, we talked about Abraham Lincoln being in the Sci-Fi Christian's Battle Royale because of his vampire huntingness.
Yeah.
Guess who Bryan Singer has cast? Sorry, no. A character he's added to the storyline of First Class.
Abraham Lincoln?
No, Richard Nixon is a character in Days of Future Past, the sequel to First Class.
Speaking of Abraham Lincoln, Daniel Day-Lewis won the Oscar for Best Actor last night, playing Lincoln.
And Jennifer Lawrence, who was in First Class and was in...
Silver Linings Playbook.
And Hunger Games, won Best Actress.
Yeah.
So congratulations to both of you.
Yes.
You can come on the show the week after William Shatner.
Or even before, that pompous jerk.
Hugh Laurie, who played House in the show House, is in talks to play the villain opposite George Clooney in...
Whatever that George Clooney movie is.
Tomorrowland.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Would you like House?
I've never seen it.
Okay.
So I have no opinion.
Okay. What's your next piece of news?
Well, since we were touching on the Oscars, do you have any thoughts on the Oscars last night? I did not watch.
I watched sporadically. I was able to see the amazing Les Mis singing portion where a bunch of the cast came out and sung live.
Oh, that's awesome.
I really like that. So that was my highlight of the night.
Yeah. I don't understand the point of watching the Oscars. If anything,
do you know
interesting
what Best
happens,
Picture was?
Yeah, Argo.
Argo, which I haven't seen still.
Loved Argo.
I should see that.
Very much deserving.
I think you posted about this on Facebook. You were glad about the next Batman Arkham video game.
Yeah. So, what was it called? I don't remember what the name is off the top of my head.
I don't think they've released a name yet.
But it's supposed to, from what they've said before, it's actually going to be a prequel that will include, kind of go back to Silver Age Batman and include some members of the Justice League and be kind of about Batman's first confrontation.
Do you like that idea? That it'll be a Silver Age?
You know, at this point, they've made two absolutely incredible video games, so I'll roll with whatever they have.
I hope they're not being influenced by, like, Warner Brothers trying to create momentum for a movie that's never going to come out.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, as long as they stick to what they've done well in the last two games, it's going to be great.
Let's see. I don't have a lot to say about this other than Wizard of Oz, there's a prequel coming out called The Great and Powerful Oz this week.
That's also going to bomb.
There's a television show in the works, a sci-fi version of Wizard of Oz called Red Brick Road.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
It sounds a little bit more dark and violent, but Warner Horizon Television is producing that.
Are you for it or against it?
I am neutral. I like Wizard of Oz, but I don't know very much about this rendition.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot of excitement about it. I mean, if it turns out to be good and people like it, I'll check it out. But I think it will suck.
Let's see.
Should we do a little more Star Wars news? We have a couple Star Wars items.
Yeah, I've got some. Actually, I'm surprised this wasn't our main news because this is pretty huge.
Well, are we doing Star Wars news?
Let's do it. Do you have a Star Wars sound?
Well, I just want to. I think this should be our Star Wars news.
Take it away, Ben.
So John Williams has finally spoken.
Yeah.
And he says that he is confident that he will return to score the sequels.
I was hoping, since Bad Robot was going to be working on it now, that Michael Giacchino would work on it, famous for Lost, yeah, and John Carter.
That's what a lot of people
and Pixar. Yeah. I would love it if Michael Giacchino took over the reins.
No, but you can't replace John Williams.
No, you can't.
Until John Williams drops over dead, he should be, if he wants to do it, okay, he should get first pick.
I agree. Michael Giacchino is my favorite composer, but John Williams, he earned it.
I forget which one of our fans. It might have been Mike, so I'm going to say it's Mike. So Mike, you get credit for this idea, even if it wasn't you. Suggested that they work together on the sequels, and I think that would be an interesting way to go, since John Williams is about 900 years old, just like Yoda.
Yep.
And, you know, he's obviously maybe not quite as vigorous as he was in the 70s and 80s when Star Wars initially came out. So why not have them work together a little bit? Yeah, I think that'd be interesting.
I like to create a Star Wars segment. I think that we should do that. Like, maybe not that sound effect, but just like we used to do.
I like that.
This is a great idea because there's Star Wars news coming out all the time, just like we were doing for Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Let's just do Star Wars news.
Like, I think that should be the sound effect.
But remember how we used to have a song and that was fun?
Yeah, but we're a lot less excited about Star Wars than we were Dark Knight Rises.
But we always have so much news. For example, Mark Hamill says...
I have that one too, yeah.
They're talking to us, but...
But nothing has been signed.
Yes. And so he kind of had some predictions on how old Luke could appear in Episode 7. Did you read any of that?
I didn't. I know what he said about the casting is that his position is he doesn't want to be the only one to come back. So he wants kind of everyone or no one.
Yeah. He's kind of predicting that maybe since he's older now, he could be a sort of Obi-Wan type character. Oh, yeah. Kind of the influence mentor role into whoever is going to really take over. Interestingly... Okay, so when it comes to spinoffs, Ewan McGregor has come out and said he would love to come back and play Obi-Wan again, young version, because you could tackle what was happening between 3 and 4, like, you know, what got us to the place where he was out there in the desert at Tatooine.
I think that would be an interesting prequel or an interesting spinoff if we must have a spinoff, but it will not happen, and I will tell you why.
Yeah, tell me why, because I actually, of all, before you say this, all the rumors of potential spinoffs that I've heard of, for some reason, that one is the most interesting to me.
Oh, I would agree. It sounds the most interesting, but here's why it won't happen. Disney does not want to do anything to invoke the prequels in the minds of fans.
You're positive about that. This is an idea, or you've heard this?
Well, I haven't heard it, but nothing else would make sense. I mean, they have to know people hate the prequels. And even though Ewan McGregor was the best part of the prequels... They're developing sequels, bringing back the original cast. This is an emphasis. Their emphasis seems to have been to reorient Star Wars around the original trilogy. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do a spinoff that brings the prequels back into the minds of viewers.
That's actually – I like what you're saying, and that's actually a good idea business-wise for Disney.
Yeah.
But I do like that they're – I mean, we have this actor who could play the role.
Oh, I agree.
I think it – anyway, yeah. I like what you said, though. That does make a lot of sense. So then back to Episode 7 – again, and this is a rumor, but I feel like this has to be what happens, that the story is going to be revolving around either Luke's children or Leia and Han's children.
Yeah.
To you, does that feel like that's what has to happen?
Yeah.
If it's going to continue the Skywalker storyline?
Yeah, and that's a little risky to me because, you know, kids are obnoxious in movies.
Well, what if they are like teenage?
Teenagers are obnoxious in movies.
What if they're like young adults?
I'm just saying, I'm not saying it can't work. I'm just saying it feels a little bit more risky to have, you know, I don't want to have fights between the Solo children and mom and dad, Han and Leia. That just sounds really obnoxious to me.
There were some rumors that Harrison Ford had indeed signed, but now that's not the case. They're saying there's talks, but nothing yet. And the same thing with Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher. It's inevitable, though, right? This is going to happen.
I think so. I mean, they have to be scripting this in such a way where if this falls apart, they can write them out. So that's another reason why I think you're probably right about it being the next generation rather than Han, Luke, and Leia as the stars, because that seems to me to be the weakest part of getting the this sequel trilogy off the ground.
What's that?
Getting the original actors back in.
Why is that weak? I mean, what else do they have to do? It would be awesome for them.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, Harrison Ford's old and grumpy, and you just don't know. I think they're going to be the hardest ones to convince to sign on.
Wow, I totally disagree. I feel like they would be the easiest ones. Blaster had an interesting article.
Because Kingdom of the Crystal Skull worked out so well for Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
See, he's already been burned once with this nonsense.
That's true. Blaster had an article that I wanted to just run by. I'm not going to read the article, but they just said 10 Star Wars characters who should get their own spinoff movie. So I'm going to just quickly read through. I want you just to react.
For it or against it is what I'll say.
Yeah, for or against.
Now, on the record, I'm against any spinoffs, but if they must happen...
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Number 10, Boba Fett.
For it.
You tell me the number 9.
Number 9.
Young Qui-Gon Jinn.
Against it. Number 8.
Grand Admiral Thrawn.
For it. Number 7.
Wedge Antilles.
Against it. Number 6.
Star Wars The Old Republic.
Against it. Number 5.
Darth Maul.
Against it. Number 4.
Jango Fett.
Extremely against it. Number 3.
This character I don't know. Mara Jade.
She's from the Expanded Universe. In the Timothy Zahn Throng trilogy, she and Luke kind of get it on a little bit. Against okay. it. Stay away from the Expanded Universe.
Okay.
Number 2.
Mace Windu.
Oh, totally against it. Number 1.
Number 1. Mon Mothma.
Oh, so against
but,
it.
Okay, and I don't remember her from the movies. I know she's in the original trilogy, but tell me why she important?
Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
Just tell me more about
it. That line doesn't click for you? She's the one who's doing the Rebel briefing and everything?
I mean, I know she was kind of important. Like, okay, here's what it says about her. It feels like we've never quite seen enough of this woman who was apparently so central to the Rebels Alliance's success. Who's up for a powerful political thriller that charts her path to rebellion?
Yeah.
That sounds lame.
Yeah.
So do you like her as a character, though, aside from the spinoff movie?
I mean, she's fine for what she does. She doesn't need her own movie.
Was she important in Return of the Jedi?
Just as somebody who gives the briefing and, you know, she just seems – she fulfills a role in the script, but there's no depth to the character. Hmm. Now, why in the –
No.
You don't have to censor that.
I do.
You don't? You don't.
Dang it. Keep talking.
Is Admiral Akbar not on that list? See why that required some mild language? So it's an important point.
Just keep talking while I write the time code down.
Well, you don't need... I thought we were allowed mild profanities.
No, I've never said that. I'm against all profanities.
Well, I thought that was the rule.
Since when?
I just thought that was the rule.
What episode have I allowed it to pass?
I didn't say you had. I just thought that was the rule.
Oh, all right. Well... Should we move on to Star Wars news?
Yeah.
All right, I got a great segment, and it is a fan favorite, and it's called...
Take That, Science!
Well, in my first Take That, Science news, it turns out that scientists have created what they're calling zombie cells.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yep, I'm just going to read a quick snapshot of this article. Researchers at Sandia National Laboratories in New Mexico have developed silica-based replicas of cells that look and even behave like living mammalian tissue, but they're not actually living things. They're dead, but they have many of the characteristics of something that's living. To create the zombies, researchers put silica into structures of living cells, then heated them. The protein-based material in the cells burned away, but the silica retained the structure. All the living tissue is gone, but some of the functionality remains. And because they're made of silica, the new cells are very durable. So, what can we use this application for? Well, the researchers hope that the zombie technique could be used for all kinds of nanotechnological constructions in the future, from sensors to fuel cells.
The only thing I heard in that was zombie cells. And I think that's what most people are going to hear. If you want people to take your invention seriously and actually want to use it, maybe calling it zombie cells, not the best idea.
And are they actually creating a zombie virus that's really going to do this to us?
Yep.
This is bad.
That's for sure.
Do you have some Take That Science?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Remember when I got in trouble on the show for asking the innocent question, can blind people use the internet?
Yeah.
I was inquisitive, and people got mad. Completely unfairly. I'm still inquisitive about that point, because even though people sent us links, it makes no sense to me. But we might have a solution to this problem.
Okay.
Scientists have found a way to provide limited sight for blind people.
Okay.
I have no idea how. They install something in their eyes, I believe. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going to read you the details. You can Google it. But yeah, so blind people, welcome to the internet.
Well, okay. So no other details. That's it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, take that, science.
Take that, science.
Well, in the next piece of news, I mean, this doesn't seem like it should be news, but it was covered by the national people, so I'm going to cover it here. Scientists are saying definitively, even though they've been speculating of what killed the dinosaurs, they're saying, yep, we were right all along. It was an asteroid. So from a Christian perspective, do we believe that that's where the dinosaurs went?
Sure.
I'm serious. So do you have...
What
do you think?
The Bible has an opinion on what happened to the dinosaurs.
What do you personally think?
Well, I'm not a scientist, so if they say that's the most likely, I'll go with them. But personally, these scientists are just sick and tired of being left out of the news, and they are capitalizing on the asteroid meteor news from last week when it passed so close by.
That.
So, yeah.
No, there's actually bigger asteroid news.
It's like a meteorite. Oh,
take
that, science. Well,
Here it is.
Asteroids are bigger than meteorites, aren't they?
Well, but this is big because it attacked Russia.
Oh, I know.
Do you know about this?
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, so, I mean, let me see. I have a number here. 1,000 people were injured in Russia. This is not a joke. Meteorite, like fragments, just entered Russian airspace and started attacking the people. So have you seen the video?
No.
There's video online of this, so go ahead and talk.
Well, I was just going to ask, I know we're not revealing Steven's country till next episode, but he's from Russia.
He's not from Russia.
Okay, good, because I wanted to make sure Steven's safe. Okay.
No, he's safe and sound in, next episode.
That was well done, sir.
This is huge news, I think, because it's like, some people thought they were being attacked by aliens because of the streaks coming through the skies.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was just an just a meteorite.
Whew.
That's different.
Yeah.
Well, another Take That Science news before I...
Wow, you have a lot of Take That Science.
It's like one of my favorite segments.
Now. I know.
Take That Science!
A police report says flat out that this guy died from spontaneous combustion.
It can happen.
No, it can't happen. But they're saying that's the most likely scenario of what happened to Danny Venzetz, who's from Oklahoma. He's 65 years old.
What was?
Heavy smoker and a heavy drinker. They're looking into the possibility that these habits were responsible for his death, but homicide has ruled that out. This is what the sheriff says. The body was burned, and it was incinerated. Same thing. There is some burning, I guess, in the trachea, so the cause of death is gone by probably heat and smoke inhalation.
Well, this actually makes sense, because what does alcohol have in it? Alcohol. And what is one of alcohol's properties?
Burns things.
It burns things. It's flammable. Yeah. And then you're smoking. So what was the guy's name? Bob?
Danny.
Danny swallows a cigarette or just a little bit of ash by mistake. Oh, down in the tummy with all the vodka.
Bam. Exactly. So there it is. Oh.
That was completely scientific. Accurate description. I mean, how this could work.
That actually seems plausible. So
I know. Take that, science.
Yeah. Wow. So speaking of Russia, do you remember when China banned time travel movies and TV shows?
Yeah, that was crazy.
Well, Russia went ahead and banned wizards and sorcery.
Oh my.
Yeah, the government's president has issued a public edict to his people saying turning to wizards and false healers won't bring them any relief and is banned by Islam. Whoa. The region is predominantly Muslim. Didn't know that. Did you know that about?
Wait, I didn't know that.
Is this not... This is not Russia.
Doesn't sound like Russia.
Hold on. Oh, no. Sorry. Chechnya. I just seen former Soviet, and I just went with Russia. No,
you know they broke off into a few different countries.
Yeah. Chechnya.
Okay. So that makes a little more sense.
So back up. Not Russia. Chechnya. Former Soviet state.
Russia's the meteorite. Chechnya is the wizards.
Yeah, so... So, again, predominantly Muslim. Here's what it says. People claiming to have magical powers have become such a problem in the nation that the president felt the need to make the statement. A growing number of charlatans have been accused of ripping people off, offering false messages from the great beyond, and other supernatural bargains.
Wow.
So it doesn't sound like this is not just TV. No, no. Wizard like movies being banned. It's all wizardry in general.
Yeah. If I met a wizard,
yeah,
and he didn't look like Gandalf, I'd be very disappointed, wouldn't you?
If he doesn't have a hat, yes.
Yeah. So that's probably what happened. Like, the governor probably met a wizard, and he looked like you or me.
Yeah.
He was like, what the crap is this?
Yeah. This is not
and
right.
And just banned him.
Okay, one last piece of news.
Take
okay.
that, science!
Well, for take that, science. Speaking of zombies, somebody hacked an early warning system in Montana and sent out this message warning people that dead bodies are rising from their graves. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. I watched the video.
Someone apparently hacked part of CW in Montana. And let's see. Oh, I guess that's the end. They're just saying they still don't know who did it. So
that was exciting.
So I feel like that the end of the news is a little anticlimactic.
Well, that's okay. People go find the
take
video.
That. Yeah. Take that. Sign. Take that. Take that, science.
I was trying to do like something like kind of like a remix at the end.
No, that didn't work.
No, not at all.
I like to give our listeners something to do. So, people, if you felt like that was anticlimactic, go hunt down the video yourself. We don't need to bring you everything.
I like it. What else? What other news do you have?
I have two more pieces of news.
Okay, let's do your two pieces, Stanley, and then I'll do a few more pieces.
Okay. Matthew Vaughn is producing the Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Because I have no interest in the Fantastic Four, but they've got a good director and a good producer.
Who's who is directing?
The dude who did Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That cool. was a good movie.
Yeah.
And then Simon Pegg has promised
yes.
that J.J. Abrams will return to direct Star Trek III.
I like this news. I'm on board with J.J. doing both.
Well, until J.J. promises, it still is up in the air, but Simon Pegg would know better than you or I.
Well, they're friends. They, like, hang out and watch TV together and, you know, watch sporting events.
Yeah.
Have some pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. It's the Stanley Quote of the week. Bing! Well, on this week's Stanley Quote of the Week, Stan's going to talk about weathermen.
Oh.
Stan's rants.
You know what drives me up the wall? The way they do the weather reports. All I want to know is, will it be hot or cold? Oh, that's too simple for them. They've got to show us the temperature in every city within 1,000 miles. They've got to make a whole production out of it. As if all us viewers are studying for a career in weatherology. They project some complicated animated map. It shows the wind velocity and the tides and a lot of stuff that keeps swimming around while the weather person pretends he knows what it means. I want you all to join me in a drive to get the weather reports to tell us, will it rain or not? And will it be hot or cold? Whoops! Nuff said.
It's the Stanley quote of the week. Bing.
I don't think that even requires a reaction. That was crazy.
That was perfect. Yeah. Hey, I liked when I read the potential Star Wars spinoffs, and you just said for or against.
Yeah.
So let's do that for my remaining news.
Okay.
And
wait, do you have a last news of the day? Because don't forget to do
no,
that.
No, don't worry. I won't forget that. I have a great last news of the day. And then we have some listener feedback.
Yeah, yeah.
So here we go, racing through the news. Sounds like Haley Atwell, who was in Captain America number one, might be making a cameo in some flashbacks in number two. For or against?
Against.
They have done some casting for Guardians of the Galaxy, and the character of Drax the Destroyer will be probably played, not yet for sure, but probably played by Jason Momoa, who was Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So, as for it, I'm against the movie in general, but that could be interesting.
Bryan Singer has confirmed about X-Men Days of Future Past. Oh, never mind. We talked about that. rumor is going out that if Man of Steel is a big hit, it could delay the Batman reboot even longer.
Yeah. For it, actually.
Good.
Let Christopher Nolan stand a little bit longer.
Nice. There's a character in DC Comics named Lobo, who was an interstellar bounty hunter.
Yeah.
For a long time, The Rock was set to play that role, but now The Rock is saying he hasn't heard anything about it in months, if not years. It's probably just gone away.
For it. For it not happening, I should clarify. So good thing that he's not hearing.
The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the sequel to, what was that one called?
Rise of the Planet of the Apes,
which I liked. It's going to take place 15 years after the first film.
For it.
Benedict Cumberbatch has been cast in Neil Gaiman's Neverwhere.
Oh, yeah.
But it's an audio drama.
I know. Yeah. I'm still psyched for it. Way for it.
Good, good. Let's see. And finally, Kurtzman and Orsi. These are the guys that put together Fringe and other J.J. Abrams projects, including, I think, Transformers. Well, that's not J.J. Abrams' project, but they worked on Transformers.
Yeah, they've done a lot of crap.
They are doing a sci-fi Sleepy Hollow.
Against it.
All right.
Well, very against it.
And that brings us to this.
Last news of the day. That's the worst sound clip that we have, and it's so awesome.
Looks like The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 1 has a screenwriter, and his name is Danny Strong. Do you know who Danny Strong is?
Oh, I do. He was Jonathan and Buffy.
Correct. And
he was in Mad Men as well.
And Jonathan Strong has begun working now on Mockingjay Part 2. So I think originally they said if we like what you're doing on Part 1, we'll keep it for Part 2. Bam, it happened. So, and the reason I kept this for last news of the day is because, big news, I'm guessing you brought something for me for today?
You got to remind me, man.
Wait, it's
totally
been,
forgot.
It's been 2 weeks.
I know.
I've been waiting.
I'm sorry.
Wait, so you don't have Buffy season?
Don't.
What, am I on 5?
Yeah, you're on 5.
And Angel season 2?
I completely forgot. I tell you what I'm going to do.
I knew you were going to forget. I just wanted to embarrass you on the show.
Last news of the day.
That wasn't really even news. I think that's been news for a while, but I just wanted to bring it up.
That was good. I appreciate that.
No, I don't mind at all. So don't worry.
I'll bring it next week.
All right. Well, here, let's do this. Well, now that we are back to a regular rotation of feedback, I have so much. I'm not going to do it all.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pick some. The first one I want to do is going to be, I think, a surprise to you. So I know you haven't listened to it yet because I just posted it this weekend. Episode 121 was called "You Say You Want a Revolution."
Yeah.
We had two, like, super surprise guests because no one's even heard of them probably on the show. My friends Brad Jordy and Eric Klein came on. We talked about why does it seem like there's something in the human heart that kind of is drawn towards a revolution.
Yes.
So listen to this feedback that we're getting, and I want you to react live on the air.
Okay.
RC writes, "I'm only 20 minutes in right now, and I have to say it's so far the most intriguing episode of Sci-Fi Christian I've yet listened to."
Oh my gosh.
What do you think?
Well, that's nice, RC. I'm not going anywhere.
He went on to say some stuff about the Bible, but I want to just pick up the things that will be offensive to you.
Okay.
Brady wrote, "I like these co-hosts. They did a great job, and they seem really level-minded and intelligent. Also, it seemed that this episode really focused on our faith more than most episodes." Great job, guys.
Yeah. We don't like faith very much here in the A-Squad.
Then Max says, "Great episode, guys. Matt, your co-host were a lot of fun. You all touched on some great points. It was a very thought-provoking conversation." And then RC comes back again and says, "Okay, just finished it. Maybe not many laughs, but it's the deepest episode I've heard from Sci-Fi Christian. Very cool."
Yeah, I doubt that's true, RC.
Listen to this. RC goes on to say, "Oh, and regarding co-hosts, I'd really like to hear them again. The chemistry between the three of you wasn't humorous, but it was light and engaging despite being fairly serious."
Yeah.
So, Ben, react.
Well, that's fine, RC. But they're not coming back.
Well, I mean,
they might come back sometime, but not on a regular basis.
They're no A-Squad, though, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I can understand. Maybe RC's been listening to episodes with Gordy on him quite a bit. So, you know, he feels like anything to step up to that point.
I wasn't expecting that. You have some feedback, too, right?
Yeah.
Do you have Rawls? Yeah. Rawls?
I do. Okay. I don't have it up, though. So okay. You go ahead.
No, I want you to read it. I feel like
I don't have it in front of
me. I'll forward it to you.
Well, no. I can find it in here, but I don't have it open because I have another one open.
Okay, you read yours, and I'll read a part of this that is noteworthy.
Well, this is exciting. We have a new member of the Blondine family.
Oh, what number?
Number 3.
Oh.
And his name, he gave us his real name.
Okay.
Noah.
Hello, Noah.
So, hello, Noah.
Welcome.
Hello, Matt and Ben. Now, he has a long email, but I'm going to read it because we like the Blondine family. "My name is Noah. I am 17. I don't see why my sisters have withheld their names." I don't either, Noah. So, sisters of Noah, tell us your names. I don't think it matters much here. It certainly would have made the earlier confusion of gender not an issue.
Yeah. Do you remember, is Ace a guy or a girl?
I think it's a girl.
I always just say that just to mess with her.
And it gives context to anything I might say. First and foremost, something that has been bugging me since I heard about it, Matt... Matt, please pay attention for this part.
I'm paying attention.
Ben is right.
Wait, about what?
And he writes in parentheses, ensuring this gets right on the show. Plus, he was right about this. The Hobbit is an amazing book. If you thought it was boring, it's because you took 1.5 years to read it.
No, not true. It took me...
No, it's not true.
I started...
reading.
Go ahead. It did take me months, though.
It should be read over the course of a week.
Oh.
Maybe two.
It took me... I think I started in March and finished it, in August.
Yeah. I love the podcast. I am very happy Ben has returned to us and is all the way back in the saddle with a weekly schedule and everything. But does this mean that we won't ever hear from Corey, another guy, again?
Did he say Corey?
Yeah, he does. I read it just like he has. Okay. I like those guys too, and I think the Sci-Fi Christian got some good things with them. I don't just mean the humorous interaction between Ben and Carrie. Will all you guys do episodes together? If you do, you might have to Kobe-proof the area you're recording in, set up a cell phone jammer, put a porta-potty in the studio, etc. I think Matt and Ben should have regular soundboard duels. Me and my sisters, who listen to the show, would like to get regular Kitty Radcliffe updates. Absolutely not going to happen.
I don't think Kobe's even given Kitty Radcliffe updates, but that's funny.
Did he ever do that on the show?
Daniel might have made fun of him about, but Kitty Radcliffe...
I know, I made fun of him.
Maybe you did, yeah. But this is not a joke. Kobe made a Facebook page for his cat, Kitty Radcliffe.
And that's one reason why Carrie Radcliffe cannot be on the show anymore.
Okay, read on.
Maybe open a Kitty Radcliffe P.O. box so we can dote upon her with gifts. I'd also like to suggest a topic, fasting/abstinence, and how this relates to everything or whatever. Well, that would be an interesting topic considering it's Lent right now. But yes. We might have to think about if there's a sci-fi twist we could have.
If we could just think of any movie that shows sci-fi abstinence, then we could do it.
Triple Pope is awesome. I think Matt should play Triple Pope at his wedding as he walks down the aisle. I like to listen to a lot of music. And I do see a few things that could be improved, though.
In our show? Or
No, he's talking about Triple Pope.
Noah, you should remix us.
Yeah. Come on, Noah.
Come on, Noah. Remix us.
Do it.
I wanted to say, speaking of wedding, I've been getting a lot of marriage advice, and I love it. So, listeners, if you don't know, I asked you, my Christian friends and family, to email me at matt@thescifichristian.com your marriage advice. We're going to have at the end of the, let's see, I get married in August, so let's say June or July, we're going to have a marriage advice episode.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
In preparation for my wedding. And I love it because I want to get some good stuff. I want to be a really godly husband, want to be great in marriage. So this is happening. So keep sending it. Read on, Ben.
This part, now this is where so far Noah has written a great email. And here... things go downhill in a hurry.
Oh.
This part is more or less just for Ben, but it doesn't matter much. I really enjoyed the fandom episode, and I was surprised to hear Ben mention bronies. Remember we talked about bronies?
Oh, no. No, Noah.
For I myself am a brony, just to make sure everyone understands, that is me reading Noah's email, not me making a clear
And just
statement.
As a reminder, bronies are guys that are into My Little Ponies.
Yeah.
Friendship is magic.
And Ben's reaction is similar to many others across the internet. Well, for good reason, Noah. And people who are better at explaining it to people, stricken with disbelief, have written some interesting things about it. This was the first thing I thought of when Ben mentioned it on the show, and then he includes a link for me to read. And if you read the URL, you'll see why. I'd like it if Ben read through that and, I don't know, gave the show a shot.
Well, there is
no chance of this happening,
no.
Noah.
Ben, what about this? It's on Netflix. Just listen.
I know. The episodes are only 22 minutes in length and they are all on Netflix.
What if we watch one episode?
No.
You know, Corey would do this.
I know he would. That's why he's on the Z-Squad.
I'll do a brony episode with Corey.
Hey, you admitted to watching Hoarders and My Strange Addictions. Yes, but I'm not proud of that. You can hardly say watching this to try and understand bronies would be a worse expenditure of time. No, I can't. I am serious about this. Ben, go watch it. Nope. Not going to happen, Noah. Give it a fighting chance. I will not. If I wasn't serious about this, I would be recommending it to Kobe.
Oh, he's the most likely one to listen to it.
In all seriousness, I'm glad Kobe is such a tolerant person. He takes a lot of crap, all deserved, from everyone on the show, and for the most part, he just accepts it, which is why it's okay to make fun of him in Christian brotherly understanding.
It's not exactly correct, because he doesn't always know exactly what's going on.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, I think you're giving Carrie a bit too much credit there.
All right. Well,
so that great email, Noah. I'm not going to watch My Little Pony. I'm glad you like it, I guess.
That doesn't sound very convincing.
I'm just trying to be nice.
I like Blondine's Family. Yeah. I'm glad that he wrote in. I would be open to watching one episode and then talking about it, but I'm afraid that our talk about would just be making fun of it. And if you're into it, Noah, I don't want to offend you. So.
I don't want public recording of me talking about My Little Pony on our podcast. That's a
pretty good point.
So, Noah, thank you for writing. Please write back again. You and your family are always some of our favorite listeners and always write excellent emails, but there's not a chance of me watching My Little Pony. You may say that's closed-minded. I say I don't care.
All right. Are you ready for the next feedback?
Yes.
We have RC, who wrote about our MMO virtual life episode.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, gaming doesn't always help, and in fact, many gamers, just as you surmised, Matt, are suffering from addiction to gaming. Then he gives me two links. Funny, yes, but it can be serious. And he says I'll have more that he can email later. So, Ben, we're going to talk more about this in the future, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, well, the next one's going to be more focused on MMOs. Is that
yeah,
correct?
I think so. Yeah, I don't disagree with RC. I think there can be good things about it. I think that, obviously, people take it too far.
I mean, I think people really – something clicked with our listeners with that episode. We got a lot of good feedback on Facebook. And then Colin, I had to read
from
Colin. I mean, Colin in UK. He at the end, he says, oh, and Ben, please don't do – an English tribute episode with your English accent.
Why not?
Well, the thing is, I feel like he's not giving you a fair chance, and so because of that, I was thinking maybe you should read this email in his accent.
Yeah, I think that's definitely...
Let's trade spots.
Oh, we've never done this mid-episode.
Live on the air.
Okay.
So let's get up.
Here we go.
You can sit in my chair.
Little Chinese fire drill.
Okay, go ahead. Just read that email right there for you.
Oh, are we allowed to say Chinese fire drill?
Yeah, that's a real thing, right?
I know it's a real thing, but is it considered politically correct?
I don't know. I've never heard people be against it.
Okay, well, if we offended anyone, get over it. Hi, Matt, and whoever else is there. First of all, let me say you have a wonderful way of settling a competition. You have to be on Facebook, and you have to enter early, because if you enter late, I'll have already made up my mind, and you'll be wasting your time. Very smooth. So, to MMOs. It's a very harsh world in some games, as is sadly human nature. There are some great in-game players who will go out their way to help. Then there are other players who will happily exploit you and the environment for their own ends. In some games, players have hacked other players' accounts and emptied their banks and sold everything. This is not a rare occurrence either, sadly. On the appearance thing, mostly people make a persona of themselves. Although,
changed Scottish.
I kind of working my way through. Is that you?
No, that's your phone.
Holy crap. Well, we'll just let it go.
Kobe.
I bet it's James. Should we answer it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is he doing it on purpose?
Probably. You cover for me for a second.
I can't read because you're in my spot.
We'll just talk.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Matt Anderson.
It's not him.
Okay, who is it?
I have no idea.
Don't answer it then. So I like that you changed from English to Scottish for no apparent reason. I think we need to do an English episode.
Hell yeah, for sure. Okay, so getting back into it. This is not a rare occurrence either, sadly. On the appearance thing, most people make a persona of themselves, although others make an avatar of what they'd like to be. Or a particular hero there's. Most gamers kind of know, have to be a bit crass here, that a female avatar with a sleazy walker and big boobs is probably a man in reality. There are, of course, games like Second Life. In this game, people have formed real relationships, fell in love, got married in real life. There are also instances of people being real life successful businesses because of what they do in the game. In relation to religion in-game, the receiving of the body of Christ aside, how do you know the minister, priest, vicar is ordained or trained? That in itself is a major point. Oh, and Ben, please don't do an English tribute episode with your English accent.
Yes.
Live long, podcast. Should we do our Chinese fire drill?
Yeah, let's talk about something while we're walking. If you were going to create your own avatar, Ben...
Well, I have.
Would you create one that looks like you, or would you create one that looks different?
I usually go with looks like me. Though in a game like Diablo, where you don't have a ton of options for customizing your avatar, I just kind of go with whatever. So, yeah, but I like avatars that look a little bit more like me.
Nice. Read the next piece of feedback you have.
Oh, I just have from Rawl.
Yeah, take it.
I got to open it. Should we read this whole thing? It's quite long.
Oh, no, just pick your favorite parts.
Oh, I don't. I have read it, but I haven't read it for a while.
Okay, just pick one part then.
The gist of my point is that Blog is directly related to Ben's points in fandom, though I might quibble at some of the names he gave to his classes of story. For the moment, I really can't come up with anything better. First one thing to note that I don't remember Ben mentioning, though it was certainly implied, very few great stories fall into just a single category. This is talking about our categories of stories that we list in the fandom episode. Yeah. The Lord of the Rings, for example, is clearly in that epic category that deals with the big questions of life. That was what Tolkien intended. However, there are also strongly thematic elements as well as philosophical and even visceral elements. Rawl's absolutely right, and if we didn't mention that, we are remiss in doing so.
Yeah, so Rawl gave us like a huge document with lots of awesome stuff. So yeah. I think we want to just thank you.
Absolutely.
And also send us an audio clip.
Yeah. Because we don't read so good.
We don't read so good. So thank you, Rawl.
We could now I'm not trying to make fun of you, but we could do this Matt Anderson book style and read one paragraph of Raul's email over once a month for the next 2 years.
I don't love that idea, but yeah, I could see where you're going with that. Yeah. Let's see. I think that's all I have then. I mean, there is some other new feedback, but I wanted to not make this part so large. So yeah. Thank you, everybody. We'll probably come back if you wrote in. I haven't responded here. Likely we will on a future episode, but if not, just write us again.
Or, you know, maybe one of those episodes where Cubby comes on and reads the emails.
I don't know if we're going
to
do that anymore.
Yeah, let's not.
So you can write us at
feedback@thescifichristian.com.
Or you could call us at
612-4121. You know it, people. Say it with me. SFC.
Well, that's all from here. Next episode is going to be all about creation and Genesis, and I have a teaser that we're going to play at the end. So that's all from here. I'm Anderson.
I am Ben DiBono.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christian.
A-Squad.
Signing off. Are you ready for this teaser that we pre-recorded?
Yeah. Did we pre-record a teaser? Should we tease that next episode?
No.
Because we know what we're recording this week.
Yeah. Let's do it. Next week on The Sci-Fi Christian,
we go back to the beginning, the very beginning of everything.
Is the story that we know from Genesis 1 accurate? Is it historically accurate?
Is it scientifically accurate?
Find out all about the creation of the world on the next episode of
The Sci-Fi Christian.
That's pretty good. I'm excited to hear about that.
Yep.
Okay. See you, Ben.
Goodbye.